The Secrets of Charisma. What is it? Let's talk about self-discipline and how willpower equals commitment. One of the first things we'll be talking about in the core qualities section. John C. Maxwell said it best, discipline is doing what you really don't want to do so that you can do what you really want to do. What is a blind spot? It is obvious that if you don't have self-discipline, it is hard to ask others to be disciplined. The big blind spot here is just because you are disciplined in one aspect of your life does not mean you have self-discipline. When you are not disciplined in all aspects of your life, it will pull you down. Let's say you're disciplined in four areas of your life, and in two areas, you're not so disciplined. Each weak area of your life affects the strong areas of your life. Self-discipline is critical in every aspect of your life. Be careful with this blind spot. Most people rate their self-discipline much higher than it actually is. This causes them to never address the major weaknesses in their lives. What's the research telling us? Talent is not a major cause of success with top athletes, artists, and scholars. It was their extraordinary drive and determination. Charismatic leaders emphasize physical and mental toughness, sacrifice and work hard to overcome hardships and challenges. Charismatic leaders are zealously committed to their mission and their occupation. And understand, self-discipline and willpower will weaken after doing sequential tasks, much like an overused muscle that has been strained to fatigue or a battery that has lost its charge. So what's the core? When we hear the word self-discipline or willpower, we tend to get a little tense, tune out, or think about something else. We think of all the bad habits, things we don't want to do, or all the times we try to exercise willpower and we failed. It is something we are always working on and can never neglect. Self-discipline is a critical life skill we need to develop for true charisma and to be highly influential for the long term. Sure, you can have some charisma without discipline, but it will slowly erode your ability to influence others when they see your weaknesses. It has been said that in life, you'll either be disciplined or you will be disappointed. Discipline and willpower is also known as inner strength. This strength is what drives and motivates us to achieve true success. It keeps us going in the right direction and helps us find courage and persistence. We tend to tune this topic out because we don't want to feel uneasy. We know it's easier to watch TV than read a book. It's easier to eat fast food than to eat healthy. It is easier to be broke than financially independent. We want it now. We want that instant gratification. And when it does not happen in 2 minutes or less, we give up or say it doesn't work. Well, look around you. We know it works. It just didn't work for you. When you lack discipline in every aspect of your life, you feel lazy, uninspired, and often depressed. Those feelings are the exact opposite of a charismatic person. Discipline is a choice we make because the results are better than our current conditions. Discipline is a choice we make because the future results are better than our current condition. We can only be happy in life when we are accomplishing what we want and know we're capable of. To reach the top, we must practice self-discipline. It always matters. We can't say, well, I've been good this week, or I've been good here, and it doesn't matter what I do here. It is time we learn to control our emotions, our habits, our mind, and our body. When we do that, we can stay committed, even when we don't feel like it, our mood has gone south, or you have negative emotions. This not only attracts different people to you, but gives you peace, increased motivation, and massive success. Even for the strongest of leaders, their self-discipline is not always constant. Self-discipline is like a battery. As you exercise your discipline throughout the day, your battery energy, that'd be your willpower, starts to decline. What drains your battery? Fatigue, negative emotions, low blood sugar, suppression of emotions, and even peer pressure will drain your willpower battery faster than anything else. The more we sequentially exercise our self-discipline, the more we have drained our battery. Charismatic people seem to have more drive and self-discipline. They will have days when their willpower is low, but they have a game plan to charge it up. What works for you? Humor, nap, meditation, exercise, visualization, or doing something that you're good at? You must create a game plan to be aware that your self-discipline is low and how you're going to recharge that battery before it happens. I know we all can't be self-disciplined every hour of the day, but you can make it a habit that you can strengthen every day. It will let you control every aspect of your life. Your life is an accumulation of all your habits. Your day-to-day behavior and results is always tied into your habits. Take a look at your habits and acknowledge any bad habits you have. Great leaders have discovered their weak habits and made the changes. They understand that most of the changes will come when they can acknowledge the bad habit. Many of your habits are deeply ingrained. It'll take time and energy to make the change. Discipline brings courage and confidence, which magnifies your charisma. Application: what can you do to strengthen your willpower and your self-discipline? It's much easier than you think. You already have the desire, and you already know you're capable of more. You already want more success in your life. This is what you can do to enhance your self-discipline. Break your goals down into smaller steps or smaller pieces. Visualize what you're going to get rather than what you're giving up. Monitor your progress on an hourly, daily, monthly basis, whatever it is. Make sure your objective is really what you want. Recruit friends to help support you on your path to success. Mentally prepare yourself that you might have a few setbacks. Have a game plan when your willpower is drained and needs to be recharged. Our example: Tiger Woods has changed the game of golf forever. Tiger's self-discipline is the reason why he has seen massive success and revitalized the game. He is already the most successful golfer of all time. He started golfing at the age of 2 with his father being his mentor. His constant practice and quest for perfection are obvious part of his success. He uses self-discipline to practice, to achieve perfection, and to win the game. It was not something that was given to him. He earned it, and he has become an unstoppable athlete. He is so focused on what he wants, and his self-discipline has become a natural part of who he is. He is currently the highest paid athlete in the world. The key? One of the keys to understand self-discipline is to understand how your habits are helping or hurting you. What can you do to develop healthier habits and a stronger self-discipline? Choose the one habit that is really holding you back from achieving your objectives. Ask yourself, where are your habits taking you? Then ponder about what are the long-term consequences of this habit. The key is coming up with a game plan on how you are going to replace this habit and what you're going to do when your self-discipline is feeling weak. What I want you to do is find your weakest habit and find your solution and create a game plan to replace it.